I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for our award-winning history segment called Saving Stories. And I'm here with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection, and that collection continues to grow. And that's one of the reasons we're here today, Doug.
It's good to be here.
You now have some previously restricted interviews that are going up online involving a political giant in our state.
Yes. So in 1974, the first interviews began as part of the Albert Benjamin Happy Chandler Oral History Project. Professor Charles Rowland at the University of Kentucky set out to document the complexity of this story comprehensively. He conducted 68 oral history interviews with Happy Chandler, about Happy Chandler. He interviewed family friends. He interviewed political rivals. He interviewed Chandler's bodyguard. He interviewed just this incredible range of people to document this fairly complicated story. And those interviews since 1974 have been restricted not able to be made public, and they are now, that restriction has been lifted, and those are now available online.
And we have in our studio, you talk about a complicated history, and somebody who knows it very, very well is the grandson of A.B. Happy Chandler, and that would be none other than Ben Chandler.
Good to be with you, Alan and Doug. I'm very excited about this. Our whole family is, and we're interested, of course, in hearing all of these tapes, which we even haven't even had the chance to hear. These have been restricted for so long, and it's very exciting to see such a comprehensive group of tapes made available for the public.
Dr. Rowland was really interested in documenting the whole story, so these interviews contain details about Chandler's childhood, about Chandler's personal life growing up, going to Transy and being a waiter, waiting tables. He talked about delivering papers for the Lexington Herald. He talks about his early political career. He talks about his later political career. Talks in detail about being the commissioner on baseball who desegregated Major League Baseball. He talks about campaigns and some of his rivals in those campaigns. He talks about these shifting allegiances and power dynamics. And he talks even about political scandals.
What's interesting about this collection is the color and the breadth. The career that my grandfather had was unusual in the sense that it lasted not only a full 60 years in Kentucky politics, but through some of the most colorful eras and lived in a most colorful way. There were political fights. There were dirty tricks. There were all kinds of things that people really don't know about that occurred during times in our history that included the Great Depression, World War II, Vietnam, all kinds of things in our recent history here in this country where my grandfather was a pivotal player and weighed in on so many of these issues in a very real way. He had a varied career, and not only did he was he involved in politics in a very significant way, having been governor twice and U.S. senator, but he also was the Grand Commissioner of Baseball, which was the national pastime during the time that he was there in the late 1940s and early 50s. So it was an incredibly broad career, and these tapes that we've got are just coming to light. And the tapes themselves aren't brand new, but the ability of all of us to hear them is brand new. And I'm very excited about hearing some of them and hearing not only what my grandfather's got to say on the subject, but what some of his political enemies have to say. And some of the stuff about dirty tricks and scandals and really interesting things that were impactful back at that time.
They're very candid and detailed in these interviews, and people don't pull punches in these interviews. And that's what's wonderful about oral history. People are being candid and detailed. In fact, Rowland has an entire interview that he dedicates asking Chandler about certain political scandals and rumors that he addresses directly.
Well, and when you look back at this time and how it was played amongst the political actors, people like Earl Clements and Alvin Barkley and Burt Combs and Ed Pritchard, they took the gloves off. You know, it was rough. The politics were really rough, and they made accusations about each other. And in these tapes, they don't pull any punches either. You know, these tapes just take the varnish right off, and consequently, they are fascinating.
There's just so much audio to choose from in these 68 interviews, because these are lengthy interviews. We thought we wanted to pick a clip today that really demonstrated Chandler's personality, and one of those is him addressing one of the scandals in particular.
One of the great things about this particular accusation was that it includes a character well known not only in Kentucky but throughout the world, and it's a story that very, very few people know about. But back in the 1940s, he was accused by his political opponent, John Y. Brown Sr., of having used war material that was being rationed. So Brown sent a couple of men to the garage over on Elm Street in Versailles to see if he had in fact used tires that he ought not to have used on his car. This was during World War II. The two men were rummaging through the garage when my grandmother spotted them, ran out into the garage, and chased them down the street, literally hitting them over the head with a broom, and later called the police. One of those men, believe it or not, was Colonel Sanders.
He was a bootlegger. In the early days, he had no character. Later, he got money, and then he got character. And they started giving him this, that, and the other, you know. But my God, I knew him for 60 years or more, and I knew him quite well, you understand. Yeah, they tried their best, but they didn't make anything out of that either, except they smeared me with it, you understand.
You knew nothing about these tires then?
Not a thing on earth.
You had not received them from the right?
I hadn't had anything to do with them at all. That was Mama's, and of course they were trying their best to came into my garage to examine the tires and take the numbers and make an allegation. I don't know who got that up. Somebody, of course, started that, you know, but that was Mama's proposition, and I knew nothing on earth about that. I was told after I got home about the incident.
But the tires were not in any way illegally acquired.
Not by me, and I don't think by anybody. I don't think they ever, they never made any allegation like that stand up. Nobody ever complained except John Brown.
And Doug, all of these interviews now are available online.
That's right. Charles Rowland's 68 oral history interviews are available in our super cool search system. So you search on a word and it takes you to the moment when Happy Chandler says the word, KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd and Ben Chandler have been our guests today on Saving Stories. Thank you both for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me too. Alan, it's been wonderful.